Wally's Motorola 1500. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go ahead, Wally.
He's using Wally's XTL1500 with the sticker still on the window, but that's okay. I'm sure it's gone by now. So anytime I see any of these radios for a super duper deal, I pick them up, especially if they have the window film still on them. There's a lot of people that buy a cache of radios and then they buy extras and put them on the shelves. And then when they upgrade their radios in whatever municipality or government or what have you, I always try to get my hands on the ones that stayed in the box all their life. So I got bunches of them. I am radio poor. So other than that, and Jeff, if you ever decide to get with the Tate radio, I got some advice for you. Get the one like the XTS2500 had without the speaker in it, because the speaker is not good. I mean, granted, my hearing is like nowhere near what it used to be, but the speaker, it's not Motorola quality, so I end up putting an external speaker on it anyways. And the next model up has got a lot more buttons on it. It's kind of like the difference of going from an XTL 1500 to an XTL 2500. That's basically the difference between the two of them. Tim, go ahead.